For today's Mass, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, the epistle is taken from Galatians chapter 5. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wrath, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I foretold you, as I have foretold you, that they who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified their flesh with the vices and concupiscences. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold, the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor do they weep, nor do they gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not you much more value than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for the raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin, but I say to you, that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more you, O ye of little faith? Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the heathen seek. For your Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. O taste and see that the Lord is sweet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We have heard recently in the past Sundays, in the scripture given to us, in the epistles from St. Paul, most of them from Galatians chapter 5, we have heard St. Paul speak to us those common words that we know. Do not seek yourself. Do not think anything of yourself as of yourself from a few Sundays ago. And most recently, your sufficiency is from God. God is your goal. God is what will give you the nourishment that you seek. It is not within ourselves that we find the satisfaction that we desire as human creatures. It is God. We have heard this, but most often we forget the way to pursue this great satisfaction of our soul, the whole purpose of our life. And so we want to consider today those great words of Scripture given to us in the Mass. And I encourage each and every one of you not only to read the Epistle and the Gospel for the Masses, but to read the whole Mass. Because today, the great verse that we will consider is not found in the Epistle or gospel. It is found in something easily passed over. It is a gem within itself that unfortunately we do not consider, and therefore, unfortunately, we do not pursue the heights of grace that we are destined for. Taste and see that the Lord is sweet. Do we understand this great phrase, this understanding that God gives to us to prompt us, to motivate, to encourage us to the heights that He desires for us? Taste and see. We cannot be consumed with the world. All of us know that if our palate is consumed with things, our taste buds are not as acute. We cannot taste the great thoughts, the great spices prepared for us by the cook. We are just consumed with so many things that the details are missed. We do not want to be consumed with the world. We do not want to focus upon ourselves. Our sufficiency is not found within us, but it is God. So we have to pursue something outside of ourselves. This, of course, is going to be found in God. This is the great taste of sweetness. We cannot try to serve two masters, as the gospel will say today. We have heard in the gospel, you cannot serve God and mammon. It is impossible. And so to us, if we have found it difficult to pursue the things of grace, to consider our salvation at the utmost of our priorities, it is because we are trying to serve two masters. It is impossible. It is the word of God. But this is what causes the frustration within our own soul. And this is why we get angry. And this is why we get discouraged. Because we're trying to do the impossible. We are serving the world, but of course we are trying to serve God as we can. This, dear faithful, is the impossibility and the great conflict that you have met in your daily life. It is impossible, we've heard in Scripture, and we've also heard in the past weeks, that we're not going to find things within ourselves or also in the world. It is only with God. And that is why we want to consider this great word from the offertory of today's Mass. Taste and see that the Lord is sweet. Do you know the sweetness of God? Have you tasted the beauty of God in your life? If you're not pursuing God 100%, you have not tasted God as you should. And so that is why today we want to turn a new leaf in our life, and we want to make the one decision that we are not going to further try to serve the world and God, because we have heard the divine message, it is impossible. Either you hate God and you serve the world, or you despise the world and you serve God, one or the other. If you have a conflict, if you have not tasted the sweetness of God, you must consider that you are part of this gospel. You have to live, therefore, the sweetness that God has destined for you. How can we pursue this? How can we taste? How can we discover what has been preached today? It is to consider, to not try to only avoid sin, but is to pursue virtue. All of us know that we have to avoid sin. There are temptations everywhere, within our homes, within our fallen nature. And we think it is enough to avoid the sin, and that is all. That is what we call a misunderstanding of the law of God. That is the misunderstanding of our whole exercise of eternal salvation. So, dear faithful, today, continue to avoid sin. That is your duty. It's a fact. But also, use most of your energy to pursue virtue, to discover the beauty of modesty, patience, humility, generosity, gratitude, temperance. These virtues that we don't even know the definitions for because we have lacked the education for ourselves after the sacrament of confirmation, we do not understand the depths of the treasures of God. And so let us distinguish ourselves today from the world, from those who only try to do the bare minimum, to try to save themselves from hell, but go to purgatory till the end of time. We must try to pursue excellence in this virtuous life. We've heard in the scriptures of today, what is virtue? Charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, longanimity, mildness, modesty, continency, chastity. Do we know what these are? We oftentimes quiz the children, what are the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost? They have a difficult time saying them, but there's a more of a difficulty in understanding the beauty, the taste, the satisfaction therein. And so let us try now to make this decision. And in so doing, you will find a great peace of soul. You will be able to pursue the things of God. You will be able to push away the temptations of life, because there is only one thing in your heart. It is God. It is God and God alone which is going to satisfy, and it is God alone that is in your vision. And so let us now try to consider and examine our own self. Do we serve the world or God? Or do we try to do the impossible, and that is why we are so frustrated in life? Because we're trying to do a balancing act, which God Himself has said is not possible. So, dear faithful, I encourage you to take one specific, practical, personal application of today's sermon, that is to do spiritual reading. We can start with the lives of the saints. We can continue with a greater education of ourselves in the catechism, a commentary on sacred scripture. We can try to pursue the things of our soul, tasting page by page of the great sustenance that God wants for us. Of course, it is difficult to find the time, but I will try to answer that rebuttal to the obligation to say that, are you pursuing the world too much? And is there imbalance in your life? Is your soul lacking? Does your soul lack the muscle it needs? Is it flabby? And is the world, is your mind, is your intellect and your pursuit of your occupation stronger? So give a little bit time to your soul, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. Do it before you go to bed so that you have something to keep you with good dreams, to awaken you with the encouragement for the day's work. The saints have gone before us. They have done what we must do. Let us now take them as a great example for us. But dear faithful, if you do not do spiritual reading, a little bit every day, at least something every week, you will not find that peace of soul. You will not taste the beauty of God. You will not find the way to your eternal destination. So let us not let this day go by with trying to consider for ourselves that we want to be with God forever. We want to taste Him, and we will do this by trying to read Scripture, spiritual reading, and in so doing, you will discover what you have never known, and you will be able to have a great joy from time and for eternity. You can see this in the life of Our Lady. She, when she was a young child, was put into the temple to adore God. That was her duty. Her parents gave their child, their only child, to do what? To taste, to see the beauty of God. She wasted her time. She was not a good child and played with the toys at home. She did not recreate with the friends at the playground. She did the greatest act. She tasted, she saw, and she's now rejoicing with God forever. Let us not take the example of Our Lady. Let us now be children of Mary, children of God, and not children of the world. Mammon will deceive you. It will disappoint you. You've been disappointed up until now. Do not be disappointed tomorrow. Pursue God. Taste and see that the Lord is sweet. Blessed are they who find their hope in Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.